Have you ever cooked a placenta? They say you can eat them.
You do. My wife did that. It's
supposed to be good two ways. One, help with postpartum, and also it's great for menopause.
I want to have a third child just to eat the placenta.
Here we go.
No, I definitely want to eat it.
Eating the placenta is like cannibalism.
But is it? That's what we're trying to figure out this morning. So
well, you're trying to figure out whether or not it's like cannibalism, or are you trying to figure out whether or not it's worthwhile?
Right. So I've been reading up on eating your placenta, which all came from our boss when he came into our studio. And we had a conversation because he said that he wanted to eat his wife's placenta.
Yeah.
But he chickened out last minute and couldn't do it. Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. And I was like, there's no way. I'm like, that's like a Kardashian thing, eating the placenta.
Let me tell you something. Not only did he talk about the fact that he wanted to eat the placenta, but then he pulled out his phone and showed me a photo of two of them. Two
right.
of them.
He has
one
two daughters.
One for each of his daughters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who would be carrying around a photo of the placenta in their cell phone?
Our boss.
And showing it off to people.
Right.
It's deeply disturbing, man.
So he got, like, in my head now, I'm like, wait a minute, should I be eating the placenta? Because after I had Hayden, I'll be honest with you, I had some postpartum depression that came along with it. And I was like, you know what? It's supposed to help that. I go, maybe if I eat my placenta, but, maybe it'll help.
But how many people have they tried that on? They're like, all right, 1,000 of you are going to eat your placenta, and then we're going to monitor your postpartum. And that just sounds like something that people say.
Mm.
Listen, just because you watch National Geographic and a cheetah gives birth or a giraffe or something like that, and they come over and they do that, doesn't necessarily mean that we should be doing that.
Well, it says that you can dry it and put it in pills. You can stir fry it with onions, or you can eat it raw in the delivery room, which I don't think I could. I don't think that's a possible.
Take a bite out of it, like a liver. After a good hunt.
It even has a real
bite
name.
The kidney.
The act of eating the placenta after you give birth is called. Oh, you had to put me up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's called
placentophagy.
Wait, hold on. One more time.
Tell me, Mr. Robot.
Placentophagy.
Oh, hold on. One more time.
Placentophagy.
Placentophagy. So it's got to be real if it's got a real scientific name.
Wait,
like that.
It has a word, and so therefore it's real?
I mean,
that doesn't sound like a real thing at all.
I've been doing a lot of research, and there's mixed reviews. So I know a lot of celebrities do it. We talked about the Kardashians, January Jones, Alicia Silverstone.
All of those celebrities are kind of crazy, though. I'm just going to point out, January Jones, definitely a little nuts. Alicia Silverstone, we know by now, definitely a little nuts. What are you going to do? What are you leaning?
The reviews are very mixed on it. So there's some studies that say that it does nothing, and then there's no reason to do it.
Yeah.
And then there's some that are saying that the financial, like, health benefits outweigh, like, any of the negativity. And
the
you should
financial
totally do
ones?
It. No.
You just said financial health benefits.
Physical health.
Okay. Yeah. Right. That would make more sense.
Right. So
if you got paid for eating your placenta, I think you would probably see the numbers go up.
I guess. Maybe not. Our question we have this morning, 1-800-330-9999. Did you eat the placenta? We just got to know. We got to talk to
would
somebody
you?
That ate their placenta.
How about would you?
Would you eat your placenta? And what are your thoughts on it? And should Raven eat my placenta?
I'm not doing that.
Come on. We can't make producer Christian eat the placenta.
That is not a
not
real
happening.
Invitation.
No, but not
make,
happening.
But I can
no.
make Raven.
No way.
I bet you our resign. Boss would eat my placenta.
Placentophagy.
Placentophagy.
And I mean, an art?
It's an art. It says there's health benefits. So I've been doing a lot of research because I'm getting close to 6 months pregnant. I'm like, all right, is this a thing? Because it's supposed to help a postpartum. And I was like, it's supposed to have so many health benefits. And I'm like, I wonder if I should do it or not. And we're wondering because our boss is obsessed with it. He thinks everybody should be eating placenta. Like they should sell it at the grocery store in the meat butcher aisle. I don't know.
I love the animal kingdom, but just because I saw it on Nat Geo doesn't mean that I'm down for that type of thing.
So we're looking for somebody that actually ate their placenta or whether they would eat their placenta to figure out what they think about this.
Anna and Raven, are you eating your placenta? Did you eat your placenta? What's up with placenta?
I am not going to eat the placenta and never had any time did I think I was going to.
It doesn't strike you as delicious and tasty?
No. I didn't even want to see them. I didn't even want to see the baby coming out. Never mind eating.
I don't know. Our boss was carrying it around like he thought it was the biggest slab of beef. Thanks for the call. Did you eat the placenta? Are you down for placenta?
Oh, heck no. I'd rather eat my cat food any day.
Well, cat food is not the same as eating your placenta. It's not going to get rid of postpartum depression and increase your breast milk.
I mean, do you know that?
It tastes much better.
I'm gagging over here. I'm going to work. I haven't had breakfast. Thank goodness.
Wow, listen.
Wait a minute.
Medical.
How many times have you eaten cat food? Because that's not a thing to do either.
Honestly, I mistook a crunchy and I ate one, and it was pretty good.
All right. That's enough.
We're going to need your address for a welfare check, ma'am. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. I still don't. I'm looking for somebody that has actually eaten their placenta because I want to know if there's actual health benefits to it because there's so many mixed studies. I would definitely put it in a pill form. I wouldn't saute it with onions. I'm not into that. Seriously. But give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Would you eat your placenta? Did you? And did it work?
I want to have a third child just to eat the placenta.
Here we go.
I definitely want to eat it.
Eating the placenta is like cannibalism.
Imagine my surprise when I was having a meeting with my boss and he immediately was like, "You going to eat your placenta?" I'm like, what?
Who brings that up in a conversation anyways, right? A casual meeting?
Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. If you work around here, that's like, you know, it's no surprise.
But when he went next level and pulled out the cell phone and showed me a photo of both of his children's placentas.
Right. He said that he had planned, him and his buddy were going to eat his wife's placenta when they had children.
They had like a bet.
They had a plan. It wasn't a bet. It was a plan because it's so many nutrients and that they had read all the health benefits. Because the art of eating placenta is called...
Placentophagy.
Placentophagy. And if it's got like a fancy word like that, it's probably real, right?
If it's repulsive, they'll call you ingesting something in art, I guess.
Yeah. So I don't know. I asked him, like, well, do you want to eat my placenta? And he was like, I don't know, maybe. So I was like, everybody here should, you, Raven, Professor Christian, everybody should be eating my placenta because it's good for us.
This is something that coworkers should never share.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. No. You know?
Well, we're trying to figure out what are your thoughts on eating the placenta? And we're desperately looking for somebody that's done it. We know you could take it in pill form. You could saute it with onions. There's cookbooks on how to make placenta. So 1-800-330-9999. What are your thoughts on eating the placenta?
Hi, good morning. I had my children 30 years ago. It was unheard of, but my issue was what are the obstetricians recommending?
You know, there's a lot of different studies, and they all say different things. Some people say that doesn't do anything for you, and then there's others that swear by it.
What are obstetricians actually telling their patients, and what is the protocol at hospitals for it? I would think in time that pharmaceutical companies would pick up on this and come up with a method of preparation that isn't so repulsive that you've got this slab of tissue on a plate.
Right, then you have to trust the pharmaceutical company not to add 1,000 things to it, though. I'm sure that you could find doctors on both sides of the issue that would advise you. They're just like any other people. They're not going to all agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Star 99.9, placenta, what's up with it?
Placenta, okay. So listen for a second. Let's just think about this, okay? First of all, I'm not pregnant, but Anna is. And honestly, think about it because it could have so many health benefits because it's like the outer sac of life. It's like the matrix bubble.
So what you're saying is that you wouldn't necessarily eat it, but you're down to watch her eat it.
No, I would eat it. I'm saying I would eat it. I mean, I would.
She wants to eat her placenta.
Hello?
I wonder if she's trying to eat a placenta right now.
Right now.
I'm taking a big bite of her placenta.
Oh, wait a minute. We lost you there for a minute. You're back now. How was that placenta? Did you get a bite?
No, but I would totally take one.
If I decide to eat my placenta, I will give you some. Because I'm a friend like that.
I mean, does somebody eat somebody else's placenta, though?
Cryogenically freeze it. I mean, I agree. I think it's a little weird for, like, you know, sautéing with onions. But like, I would try to maybe put it in a smoothie.
Right. I mean, mix it with a little spinach. Whoa. You wouldn't even taste it. You mix anything in those smoothies, like kale. You don't even taste that.
You never know. It can make your skin glow, Anna. You never know.
It's true. Thank you for the call.
It's worth it. You'll ingest anything for beautiful skin.
I'm saying I would do it.
Our boss was obsessed with eating his wife's placenta. So the first thing he asked me the other day, he's like, are you going to eat your placenta? And I was like, what? I hadn't even thought of it. So I started doing some research and I'm like, maybe I should be eating my placenta after I give birth. So 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you eat your placenta?
I ate mine.
What happened?
So I had a freeze-dried after I had...
had my third child. My first two pregnancies were awful postpartum, and I had to try something different. I had a friend who did it, so I did it, and I think it made a world of difference. It was my best postpartum out of all my children, and I recommend it.
See?
Wow.
See, that's it's a real thing.
It's a real person telling you.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the call.
My pleasure. Good luck.
Raven, if it helped her.
I mean, she said good luck, though. So that tells you that it didn't taste good.
Well, no.
That tells you it was not a cheeseburger.
But if they put it in pill form, you just swallow it with a cup of milk.
What if you mix it with some other stuff? Like, you put some bacon in there.
We got to get a placenta cookbook. Let me go on Amazon and see if they sell them.
I mean, seriously?
Amazon.
It's Prime Day.
It is Prime Day. Maybe I'll get a good deal. Hold on. Let's see. A placenta cookbook.
I mean, it feels like a regular cookbook. You just put placenta in instead of like portobello mushrooms.
25 placenta recipes. Easy and delicious recipes for cooking with placenta. $2.99.
Oh, buy that.
I know.
Yep. Woo! The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.